My name is Lisette, and I am a filmmaker, researcher, and actually it's not really a story that I want to share, it's more of a question or a like train of thought, because I am working on a project with Uber cab drivers, which is about the question how they can resist their exploitative work circumstances. And of course they have to obey the Uber app. So the project revolves around this question, like how can they disobey without punishing themselves? Because if they say no to obeying the app, then it doesn't hurt Uber at all. Because Uber says, yeah, we don't care. If you don't drive, then you don't earn money. But you still have to pay for your car lease. So we don't care how you earn your money. But as long as you pay the car lease. So the drivers are very much trapped. Now, there was this quote from one of the drivers that I interviewed, which I think is a very beautiful, poetic, and strong way of describing what Uber longs for. He says this: they, so Uber, they would like us to be like a swarm of bees hovering around the city. And when a customer presses the button, you will be at the door in less than a minute. So basically what it comes down to is that Uber wants all these thousands of drivers to constantly move. Be moving. So what I am fantasizing about together with these drivers is how to stop moving and extract the cars from the geography of the city where Uber wants them to like move around, which in this case is Amsterdam. So how to like take the cars and the drivers out of the city. But then what is really important here is because if you would just do that, there's hundreds of other drivers willing to start moving. But if we take out these people and the instruments, so the cars, bring them to a place like a garage or a studio setting in which we come together, bring in the cars also in this studio, and then we start having conversations together about their working circumstances, about, because they have a lot of stories to share about how they feel exploited by Uber. So the idea is to actually stop moving, stay stuck with the cars and the people, and create a collective moment and film this collective moment in order to be together. So this is a way in which we aim to not just say no, but also make visible what we do with the time in which we have said, or they have said no. So that's like the aim of being disobedient to the app, by stop being acting like these bees hovering around the city, as like one of the drivers put it. I think I throughout the last year, 1.5 year, I built contacts with a few Uber drivers. Mm-hmm. And I think that they are they understand why this could be a really interesting idea, and also to I think at least some of them are also attracted to the idea of coming together in a place like a kind of a isolated place, so like concentrated situation in which we can really rest and talk about because the thing is that they are always very stressed because they have to work. A lot of drivers have to work 60 hours a week in order to make enough money. And this doesn't mean that they make a lot of money. They often make less than minimum wage. So it is really hard for them. And it's not just that they have to work a lot, but also that they feel exploited all day, and that if something goes wrong, that they are not hurt by Uber. Because, of course, Uber is not taking care of them in any way. So the idea that with the project, I create an environment in which we can come together in a quiet space, an isolated space, and take time to listen to their stories. One driver also, he told me last week that if we were going to do this, he said, you know, I could really become emotional and sharing some stories that I have. So he was really fantasizing about this idea, like, how would it be for me if we would, you know, if I would be invited to this situation. And there's actually one other element that is really important here, and this is that we need to be able to pay the drivers for the time that they are spending for the project. And one of the reasons why this is really important is because this is also a way of resisting Uber. So we need to get money from elsewhere, a funding body probably, to use it to be able to like take the drivers out of the swarming bee collective that Uber wants them to be. And we need to be able to pay them more than what they would earn on a day working for Uber. So this is actually a very important element also. So we can't do this without money. Yeah, unfortunately, but or not unfortunately, I don't know. Maybe I can, maybe it's good to maybe just give a general description about the project. Maybe it's good, I don't know.
Maybe it's online and you can check
the URL. So the project is called Fantasies on How to Strike. And you can find some information about it on my website, which is lisetteolsthoorn.com, which is probably a bit difficult to... I will spell it. Yeah. LISETTEOLSTHOORN.com.